the schedule we have among the various korbanos to bring a korban katan. The Torah describes the din and says, "The nefesh achas techta b'shgofa miyam haoretz ba'asa iso achas v'mitzvah Hashem v'shalosh yaseno v'yashem." So the Gemara is invited on the pasuk ba'asa iso, but only when she does it, the nefesh. Nefesh achas techta b'shgofa is a person. Nefesh means when you're one person, doesn't have error. Ba'asa iso, loshem yachid, ashlaim shosuhu, arpturim. This halacha of Shnayim Shasu Turim is a little unclear. The Gemara refers in the quote between Daf Tzad Gimel and Shabbos, Daf Gimel and Aleph and Masechet Hashem. This is a little unclear. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Shulchan Ben Poiras his topic regarding the nature of this drasha, whether this is a drasha that only applies to Hilchos Shabbos, but Shnayim Shasu is Potter in Hilchos Shabbos, or it applies the pasuk in Vayikra, is not the first pasuk in Shishi, not speaking about Hilchos Shabbos, speaking about the din of Kizbo Sira in general, a Yochid Shechata b'sheigeg and a brother should zoma kareis, if he would have done the aver of the nei that he wouldn't have had kareis, and now that he does the aver b'sheigeg, he's chayiv katas. Rashi in several places says that yechayiv katas on a brother should zoma kareis on mitzvah. But the achrenim are masik on that Rashi. The Nesivus quotes that his father had a hasag against that Rashi. Can I get that in? There are some cases where yechayiv mitzvah b'meizu, but not chayiv katas. Like makal v'v'imo, makal v'v'imo. A few other cases like that. So the raw, the Rashi is the fair, is that in such a case you're not chayv katas of Dudi Aver B'Shege. So the Rashi on the Gemara is Shver Elosh, and Rashi in a few places in Shas, right, like that. So the Sivis has in the back of the safe in the Karachayim and Hilchos Pesach, he has Ha'orah from his father on Masechet Priest. I think one of the first Ha'orahs is this Ha'orah on the Rashi. How come Rashi writes that Losh in there? Rashi in a few places has that Losh. Hashem Rashi. So the din is on a dovish has done a chorus. If the person who has done the aver of the neizah to give him a chayv chorus, if he does the aver of the shogeg, he has to bring a korban katos. So it says, ba'aso yisto achas v'lo yishtayim. The shtayim shasu is potter. Is the din in kol ha-karakula, or it's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos? Very unclear. What's the din talk in Hilchos Shabbos? Shtayim shasu p'turim, potter avalosa. It means that it's also in Atera, or it's also in the Rabban by shtayim shasu. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say a chiddush on that gimel. The Ashtayim Shasu Potter is only Potter Abelosa, but it's also not there. It's only a tour from Nisa, a tour from Chaka. But in Nisa Deraisa, it would be a Nisa Deraisa. Like everything, the Chatzishi is also not there. There are cases of Potter Abelosa not there. Chatzishi is also not there. Chatzvi Hirshkayis, Matzkayis has in his... In the Sefer Kol Kisei Maariv Chayes, they have a collection of different essays and different shuvas by the Maariv Chayes. He has one shuva where he proves that this Pnei Yeshua is shver. He has a Befurish Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says against the Pnei Yeshua. There isn't a Babli to anybody's knowledge one way or the other. The Yerushalmi is Befurish that it's Mutaman Atera. So this pretty tiny is the Pnei Yeshua is very shver. What's the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi comments on the din of Avodah Yom Kippurim when you have the Sefer HaMishtaleach, so you have an Ishiti. He takes the Torah Mishalech to the cliff, to the tzuk, and then he pushes over the cliff. He also lets the Gemara in Babli also learns that from the pasuk. What if the Torah Mishalech is a sick behemoth, and he can't walk so far? But won't walk, he can't walk for an hour and a half till the tzuk. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, that just like all the other Avodas of Yom Kippur, and all the other Avodas are Korbanos of Korbanos Manakavua, Zecha Shabbat, Zecha Yom, Zecha Yom Kippur, so this is also Zecha. To take the Yeshiva is permitted to carry, if necessary. He's permitted to carry the Sayyid HaMishtaleach to the tzuk in order to push it over the cliff if it's not able to walk on its own. The Yishalmi is bothered with Akasha. Whenever you can avoid, whenever you have, let's say you have a Hesed Pitzroch Nefesh, whenever you can avoid violating an Issa for the purpose of Pitzroch Nefesh, so you avoid it, once time goes, be Mechal Shabbos. Whenever you can ask a great to do the Melacha and be done just as efficiently. This is quickly with the Yisrael to do it. So then the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to have a Nachri to the Melacha. So why not say the same over here? Why do you allow the Yishiti to carry the behemoth to the Tzuk if it can't walk on its own? Why not insist on having Shnayim Shasu? And the assumption of Shnayim Shasu is Mutam and Atere. Shnayim Shasu is Osam and Atere, and it's only Potur. So this is the Maariv Chayes says, and the Yerushalmi would be mashma that that wasn't the kasha, that itself also diminishes the Aveira. To make it from a Shir Sholem to a Chatzi Shir, which is Osman Atera anyway, that would also be, let's say, Achayla Sheesh B'Sakana Yom Kippur. Malchidim also Pachas Pachas Miki Shir. I Chatzi Shir is Osman Atera. The answer is no. The fact that Chatz Yeshua doesn't get an Einish, and Yeshua Shalom does get an Einish, Shoychad Yom Kippurim is Chayiv Koris, and Chayiv Chatos, and Chayiv Malchus, but that itself is also a significant change. That's also called Machil Mosar Kala Palsir. But the Yishlami's Roshan is presenting this kasha, why allow the Yishiki to carry the Yisrael Meshtalech, why not have Shlam Shasu? Then our Tzai's claims from the Roshan, other Rachonim pointed out also. Yeshua Lekutna pointed out, and this says Yeshua's Malcha. Others pointed out that from the Yishlami's Roshan is Mashma, that kasha was there is Muta Lagamra. Shlam Shasu is Muta Lagamra, not just that it's Kota Lagamra. So this is already a shayla. What Muta Lagamra is a din only in Hilchos Shabbos? It's a chiddush already, quite a chiddush. Muta Lagamra is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, or it's a din in all korbanos katos. And how does the Gemara know to say that this pasuk goes on Shabbos? How do they know to say it goes on Shabbos?
This was the Torah is allowed, but maybe you took the chayv on
this day. The thing who quotes that from one of the Zodi Achorim, I forgot which one, it's Yushalim or somebody, that the Dino Shlam Shasu by Shabbos is Mutam and Atarim because it lacks Melechas Mashah. It's time that it's not the Mashma. Because the Gemara Darshan is different in the Pasuk Ba'al Seisa. What do you need Ba'al Seisa? Why not say based on Melechas Mashah? It means I need this Pasuk to tell me that it's a lack of Melechas Mashah. Well, exactly, why should it be a lack of Melechas Mashah?
Why should it be a lack of Melechas Mashah?
What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Yeah.
And
Yeah. The problem, we don't know exactly how to dash and says, I know what the Pasuk speaks about everything or this is from Shabbos. And if you get to this Pasuk, I thought maybe you can say the Shabbos like this. Maybe the din of Ba'al Seisa, Yochel Shasta, V'loi Shnayim Shastu, maybe it really is the din in Kol HaTorah Kula. And it means the following. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara says in the Purush, in the Sugya and the Tzadik Dalet, that Shnayim Shastu by Shabbos is Patur, is not the din that's limited after the Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara has the first that it applies to Tumas Hesed. So you see that the Yeder HaDin of Shnayim Shasu is that whenever you need that a person should do the Maaseh, and you have two people doing it, it's Zei Yachol Zei Yachol, so you can't attribute the Maaseh to me because maybe I can attribute it to the other person. You can't attribute it to the other person because maybe you can attribute it to me. So you can't really pinpoint who's doing the Tumas. That's why the Gemara applies it to Tumas Hesed. The Gemara talks about it to talks about a table with four legs on top of a beged, whether the table could have been held up with three legs without the fourth leg. You can't really attribute the resting of the table on this leg. Maybe this is the extra leg. Maybe each leg is the extra leg. But the Gemara, that's not at all the Hilchos Shabbos. You see that the Gemara understands that the din of Shnayim Shasu is a din of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a different color.
I mean,
you remember, you have to look in the Gemara. It's a complicated thing. You have to look in the Gemara again. So I thought perhaps the Gedra Adin is the following, that Ba'al Seisa is Mechadesh, that with respect to Chi of Chatos, you have to have a Maisa. The Din is that from Nisa, you don't have to have a Lav Sheish by Maisa. Let's say, Amagadesh Es Hashem is 5 Nisa, you don't have to have a Maisa. On the Kala of the Imoy, it's 5 Nisa, even though it's Embo Mice. Nor to be 5 Koreis, you also don't need a Mice. Again, the God is 5 Koreis, not. What else is 5 Koreis, even though it's Embo Mice? A few more cases, I don't remember. But the Chi of Chatos is the thing you need after Mice. Milo, that's for sure. Pesach and Milo is the Chi of Koreis for not doing them. Omitting, failing to do the mitzvah. Mamashem on myself, Gamriyam on myself, Mamashem, right? with respect to Chiyuv Korez and with respect to Chiyuv Nisa, there exists no such din that Nidavka Yejma Maisa. With respect to Malchus, there is a din Alav Shema Maisa and Loikamor, because it requires that it should be done with Alav the Hasimo. But the only place it says in the Torah that Bala Vera gets Malchus is by Lasach Misho Bidishoi. And more Darshan Smuchim in Chumash Dvorim. But since the Pasuk Lasach Misho Bidishoi is written right next to the Pasuk of Hoyam Bin Akos HaRosha, so we say, who is considered a Rasha that he warrants the punishment of Malchus, such a person who violates an Avera, which is similar to the Lav Dechatzimah, similar to the Lav Lasach Misho Bidishoi. The Joshak Lasach Misho Bidishoi is the Lav Sheyesh Bomaisa. So too, all other Averas Sheyesh Bomaisa get Malchus. Same Maisa doesn't get Malchus. And it's a Din by Chatos, Ba'asoyka, with more Malchus, and the third part runs off in Tsukim. By the Rabbah have different Joshes, but you learn off in Tsukim that you need a Lav Sheyesh Bomaisa in order to be Chayef Chatos. Not in order to be Chayef Korah, in order to be Chayef Chatos. In order to be Chayef Malchus, you need a Lav Sheyesh Bomaisa. In order to be Chayef Korah, or in order to be Chayef Misa, there's no requirement for Yesh Bomaisa. So maybe this is the Gedar Apostle. Whenever you need a Yesh Bomaisa, this Gerov discusses in the Shurman Krishna that these two dinam identical. They didn't have Lav Sheyesh Bomaisa and Loikam Malavan. Didn't Lav Sheyesh Bomaisa, there's no Chatos. Are they identical or not? In quotes of Ramban or Mohammed and Sanhedrin. But they're not the same. And that's on a fair, but they're not the same. With respect to Malchus is one type of a din, with respect to Chatos is a different din. It's not identical. But with respect to Chorus and Mitzvah B'chlal, there's no such thing.
One
But the Yeshua claims on that Gimel that all of those Gemaras that speak of Shnayim Shastu, Patur means Patur Avalasim and Atayla. But there is an Isa Deraisa Tzilusham. Just a Psur from Moinesh. But an Isa Deraisa Tzilusham. And the Marskai sign is that it's not correct. That the Yishalmi is Mashma Beferish, that Marskai sign is sign that it's Mashma Beferish, that it's Mutum and Atayla. Shnayim Shastu on Shabbat is Mutum and Atayla. It's Machkamina for treating a patient. You have two people carry the key or carry the medication in the street. It's better than one. It would have been better anyway. Like you point out, it would have been better anyway. If Shnayim Shastu was part of from an Einesh, even if it would have been an Issa Deraisa, it would still be still a lower Issa, like a Chatzis Shir, would have still been a lower level of an Issa. But it's much lower. My Chai says that it's much lower than it's only the Rabbana, it's not even an Issa Deraisa. So I thought that maybe the Gerah Hadin over here is that I learned out from this pasuk by Seisa Achas Veloy Shtayim Rashnayim Shastu, you can't pin the Maisa on me. So it's considered like a lav, like an Aver Shema Maisa. So Tzach Hadin and Kol HaTorah Kula Bilegeh to Chatos, because in order to be Chayv Chatos, the pasuk says by Chatos, in order to be Chayv Chatos, we require that he should violate the Aver Aydei Maisa. So if Shnayim Shastu, and I can shift the blame to him and he can shift the blame to me, so he can't really say that I did the mice, he can't really say that he did the mice, so we both walk off scot-free. With respect to Shabbos, not only do we say that it's a psur from Chatos, we even say it's muta v'chatzila. Why? Because by Hilcha Shabbos there is a requirement that you cannot violate Melech HaShabbos b'shevi al-tas. You can never violate a Melech, and neither a Melech HaDeraisa nor a Melech HaDerabban can be violated b'shevi al-tas. If there is, you can violate b'shevi al-tas. Sometimes I can have, let's say, somebody plays music for me, so the Magen Avraham, let's say, Yevka Nochri to play music for me, so the Magen Avraham says that in that case I'm violating the Gzera directly. It's not that it's Amir Eliakum on Mashmiya Kol, so it's a double the Rabbanon. It's not called the Shul, the Shul. It's a double the Rabbanon that the guy is playing music. Even if I would have played music, it would only be the Rabbanon. Now the guy is playing music, so it's Amir Eliakum on the Rabbanon, so it's a Shul, the Shul. No. Magen Avraham quotes Deis Machlekes. He quotes the Machlekes say that it's not so, that the one for whom the music is being played violates the Issa of the Rabbanon, the Gzeir of the Rabbanon directly. Gzeir Hashem Yisakim play Shi, maybe I'll be Misakim. They're playing it for me, so I've been Misakim. Let's say I asked the guy to apply medicine. I mean, it's the Yekhlev Tabas. I asked the Nochri to apply medicine to my body. Is that an Issa of Rishfur? So would you say that that's an Issa, that's a double the Rabbanon already? That applying medicine is the Rabbanon. Amir Liyakim is the Rabbanon. So the Shul, the Shul. So the Din is that Shul, the Shul, from Rakhim Chayla is Mutah, from Rakhim Sarah is Mutah. So why don't we allow Amir Liyakim to apply medication? So the Eglei Tal writes that the Cheshbon is wrong, that when I have medication applied to my body, that's my direct violation of the Gzeirah Rabbanon of Refuah. Shemi Shachik Sarmanim. To violate a Malacha, whether Malacha derives from Malacha Rabbanon, you have to have a Kumi Yaseh. But to violate a Gzeirah Rabbanon, that depends on the nature of the Gzeirah. Whether they formulated the Gzeirah, the Nusach of Kumi Yaseh, or they formulated the Gzeirah, the Nusach of Eshevi Altaf. This gzeira of Refuah, or perhaps the gzeira of Mashmir Kol, and many other gzeiras also, let's say Shehiyah. You leave a pot of food on top of the fire before Shabbos without any kisui on the edge, without any Greek of Tima, without any blood. So that's forbidden with the Rabbanon. What's the Easter? You violated the Easter on Friday, that you put the food on the fire. You don't violate anything on Friday. What if I put it on a Friday, I'll dice it to leave it on, and then somebody sees that it's on and they remove it, they remove the pot. It turns out that I didn't violate anything. The violation is on Shabbos. When on Shabbos my pot of food is sitting on the fire, I violate the Easter of Shehiyah. How can I violate the Easter of Shehiyah? I didn't do anything on Shabbos. And the answer is that's the nature of the Gzeirah. That Gzeirah of Shehiyah is always violated in Shehiyah Altah. Even the Gzeirah of HaHazorah, the Rambam writes in Shulchan Aruch, can be violated in Shehiyah Altah. A rabbi published, a prominent rabbi from New York published recently an essay in a Torah journal. Obviously it's not such a prominent Torah journal, they printed such an erroneous essay. He printed an essay in a Torah journal that one is permitted to ask a Nachri to take food from the refrigerator and reheat it on top of the fire, because that's a shvuz and shvuz mimacha mitzvah, so it's mutter. Because we say, Yeng bishalach habishu, v'dov agush, for you, if I would take, to eat delicious warm food on Shabbos, is, you enjoy the oinim Shabbos better if it's warm than if it's cold. But to take food from the refrigerator and to reheat it on Shabbos is only used to the Rabbanon, because then Bishalach HaBishon. To ask the Nachri to do any Malacha for you on Shabbos is only the Rabbanon, but to ask the Nachri to reheat food is a Shvuz Shvuz. A Shvuz Shvuz is also forbidden, but the Machon Mitzvah we pass in, and Mutzah is two opinions in the Mechadah, two opinions in the Rishonim. We pass from the Hafah, the Shvuz Shvuz Machon Mitzvah is Mutzah. So that was the opinion of the Maharit. Shari Tshuva quotes in the name of the Tshuva's Maharit, that they ask an offer to reheat food on Shabbos and order that you should enjoy it is mutter. The story that the Mishnah Berurah points out, not a chumra from the Mishnah Berurah, points out that the Rambam and the Taz and the Magen Avraham and all the classical poskim say the same as itself. So why is it awesome? So the Achronim explain why, because the Chazon Ish and others explain why, because the prohibition of HaChazorah is a gzeirah d'Rabbanan, and it's not a malacha d'Rabbanan, so it can even be violated the Shevi Altah. When my food is reheated on Shabbos without me lifting a finger, let's say I leave my food on the fire, and let's say it's an electrical stove, it's not a gas stove, it's an electric stove, and the electric stove is on a Shabbos clock, so the element goes off in the middle of Shabbos, then it goes back on hours later. When the element goes on by itself with the Shabbos clock, that's my direct violation of HaChazorah. Even though I didn't lift a finger at all, I violate HaChazorah. Why? Because HaChazorah can be violated. HaChazorah is a gzeirah, it's not a malacha d'rabbanan. The gzeirah is in fact a violation. I feel that the shevi al tasa, depending on the nature of the gzeirah. Gemara has an erev in daf kuf, so somebody climbed up on a tree on Friday, and he's sitting there on the tree on Shabbos. So sitting on the tree is a violation of ein oil and beila. What kind of ein oil and beila? Oil? He's not climbing up on a tree. The answer is no. To lean on a tree or to be on a tree on Shabbos is a violation of the shevi al tasa also, because it's a gzeirah, it's not a malacha. If a fellow climbs on a tree or leans on a tree on Shabbos, is an Easter Rabbanon. What's the Easter? It's considered kosher with the Rabbanon. It didn't do kosher. It's gzeira shema yikser. You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'mechuba gzeira shema yachtov mora. Maybe he'll break off a bit. It's a gzeira. So the gzeira can even, this gzeira can even be violated by shevi altah. Sometimes gzeira are wrongly violated by kumi yaseh. Another gzeira can even be violated by shevi altah. That's why the shayla the mashallah, you're permitted to set up an alarm clock in Gold Yom on Friday, having the alarm go off on Shabbos morning to wake you up to Minyan. So offhand is certainly mutter. How can it be worse than setting a Shabbos clock to turn the lights on? The answer is no. Turning the lights on is a malacha. Worse, turning the lights on is a malacha. So because it's a malacha d'araisa or malacha d'rabbanan, because it's a malacha, the malacha can only be violated the kum v'yaseh. So on Shabbos I'm just sleeping there, I'm not doing anything. The light goes on by itself, I didn't lift a finger. But then you can't say that I'm violating an isa malacha. Let's say I set up net to catch fish. They set up the net on Friday, the fish get caught on Shabbos, so the animals get trapped in the net on Shabbos. So that's not an Easter, that can't be an Easter. Whatever I set up in Bog Yom, it's on Shabbos, is Namish B'Shevi Al-Tasa. So Seda is a Malacha. The Malacha Seda can all, like all Malachas, can only be violated before we are saved. Now Shein came HaFazorah, he Hanaseh, because it's only in Zera, it's not a Malacha. So So it's possible to discuss that one should violate Hachazorah to shave beyond that. So the Maharit holds not so. Maharit holds that you only violate Hachazorah b'kum v'yaseh. If you put the pot back on top of the pot, if you have enough, you can put it back on, that's a shrewd the shrewd, so the Macha Mitzvah, in order to enjoy the meal better, that it should be warm food, that would be mukkah. But the Shulchan Aruch passes not so. The Ramah, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, all this is not so. That the Yisrael of Hachazorah can be violated after the shave beyond that. So I thought that perhaps this is the Gedo Hadin. There is a halacha about Soysa Achaz Ulay Shtayim that didn't call a Terakula, but in Yetachi is Kato. Not in Yetachi is Kore, but in Yetachi is Kato. But in Yisrael there is, there would be, and call a Terakula. If you have Shnayim Shasu by any other Aveira, it would constitute an Yisrael there is, but he wouldn't be five Kato, because in order to be five Kato, you have to adopt the Yeshbo Maisis. It's an Aveira Shem on Maisis, so you're not five Kato. And whatever Shnayim Shasu, that's the Gedo Hadin here, Basar Yisrael, Achaz Ulay Shtayim, that it's not called my Asiyah. I can shift it to him, and he can shift it to me, so to speak. It's not that he has to tie no easy case when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash to the Quran, and he says, I'm not going to bring a Korban Chatos, because he doesn't have to tie it. But that's the halacha says, that whenever it's Naim Shasu, he can't pin the pool on me, nor can you pin the pool on him. So it's considered as if it's, I didn't do it. As if I didn't do it. And this pasuk that in Kol Atar Kul is only a Psuach HaMachatos, when it comes to Ilha Shabbos, makes it that it's Mutar L'Hatchila, because by Shabbos, there's a special din that if you don't do the malacha, b'kum v'yaseh, it's not to be defined as a malacha alone. You can never violate a malacha b'shei v'yaseh.
Is it
that
he can't link the
That's what I'm suggesting. Maybe it's called a lach shem or ma'aser that you're not chayv katos on. That's the getter adin. So it's a achas v'loy shtayim, v'shnayim shosu, it's called a lach shem or ma'aser. Because he can't pin the mice on me, because one can argue the case and say that he would have been able to do it without me. Nor can you pin it on him, because I could have done it without him. And neither can really be held. Neither person can really be labeled as the Baal HaMais over here, because the mice couldn't have been done without my interest.
And then
the Hilchah Shabbos is that the Shabbos that the Shabbos Al Tassu is called Smuta Lagamra. And a Shah Chaybi Krisis, even a Lav Shema Maisa is also. You can have Kores by Shari Sur. The only thing is you can't have Chatos, in order to be Chay Chatos, a Pesach Lamilo, you're not Chay Chatos, so the Shady Al Tas. After Abdab Kukum we are set. Maybe that's the Gedra Adin Ovi.
What about the principle of Kenda Raisa? Is that
Malacha de Rabbanan also has to be a Malacha de Rabbanan is Kain, Malacha de Raisa Tikkun. So also Tikkun Rabbanan Kain de Raisa Tikkun, but Gzeira de Rabbanan is not Kain and Malacha de Rabbanan. You can't say, let's say, Anita de Rabbanan is also Shabbos, is Kain de Raisa Bachidah Pele Ledam. It's unrelated. So a Malacha de Rabbanan should be instituted Kain de Raisa Tikkun, Kain de Raisa, and Malacha de Raisa. So that Malacha de Rabbanan has to be before me, I say. But Gzeira de Rabbanan does not have to be before me, okay? Some Gzeira. It all depends how they formulate the Gzeira. Some Gzeiras will be Kumbi Yaseh, some Gzeiras will be Shevi Al Tas. The other part is... By Shabbos. By Shabbos is a plow, if you do it B'li Maiseh, so it's Mutar Lagamrei. In Kol HaTorah Kulah, if you do a Lav Shem or Maiseh, it's just that there's no Malkus and there's no Korban, but there will be Korei, if there is Korei, or there will be an Aveira, or there will be Misa, if it warrants Misa. Just Lav Shem or Maiseh in Kol HaTorah Kulah just takes off the Chatos and takes off the Malkus. And by Shabbos, it takes off the Yisa.
Isn't there an Aveira
that you can deal with the There are Xeris Deraisa. Yeah, the Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole lesson in the Sefer Atzmon Deraisa, a whole collection of Isurim in the Chumash that are Hachokas and Siogim for other Isurim. One of them we mentioned was Bar Yura Bar Yimasa. That the Ran on the first daf in Sochin points that, and Rabbi Yosef Engel points that that's the way the Pasuk seems to read. The Pasuk Shami Pasuk, that Bar Yura is a Xeris Deraisa, Shami Yavali Yachta. Since the Achila Chomer, it's a Chomer that has an Isakorei. And even though Chelev Adam have an Issa Kores and there's no Bar Yura Bar Yimasa, that's because the daily in Shemineh, people don't eat Chelev Adam all year long. The Chometz all year long we do eat. So since Loi B'Daily in Shemineh, people are not moved on into Machilas chametz, but you have to have both shavuos. Because let's say a person becomes a nazir, so all of his life he was drinking wine and eating grapes, and now he accepted to be a nazir just for a month. So you don't say there's an issa deraita ba'yura ba'yimotzei, that he's not allowed to have any wine or any grapes around the house. There is no such thing. Why? Because this hachaka deraita is only when you have these two considerations, lo b'deili in shimenei, number one, and number two, that it has an issa koris. So by nazir, even though you have lo b'deili in shimenei, but there's no koris. It is b'deili in shimenei, because people all year long don't eat chelo adam. So when you have the combination of both factors together, then there's a din about Yerua Ba'imot. Shadows are about Yom Kippur. There should be a nisa about Yerua Ba'imot and Yom Kippur. Because it's a nisa karis to eat food. And it's led the day of the Yishmanay. All your own people eat food. Shaykh. That's just a shaykh. The person discussed maybe it should be a nisa to touch chomim. Maybe it should be a nisa to touch food. Ad Yom Kippur. Me'ag Zer Hashem Ayot. Along the line. That's a kashan. Yom Kippur there should be a nisa. So he has a whole list of cases that are hachok is there, right? It could be that some of them are b'shevi al-tah. Depends. So just like on the level of the right, some are b'shevi al-tah, some are b'kum li-yaseh. But by there is the Rabbanan on Shabbos also. Some were formulated in the Nusach of Kum Yaseh, some were formulated in the Nusach of Shevi Yaseh. The other part to give out, the other part is Me'achas Me'heino, the beginning of Hamishi, the beginning of all of Yom of Korbanos Chatzon, that only applies to Hil Hashem. That doesn't apply at all to any of the other Dini Hafer. Also, Me'achas Me'heino, the Gemara derives various drushes from this pasuk, and one of the drushes is Heina Ovis and May Heina Toilovis. They have a special pasuk that they were told us for Shammah. There is a comment that the Shitim Kubetis has on the first daf of Bava Kamma, and he quotes the Mahari Kat, one of the Rishonim, that he saw Kat, he's bound up in a kasha. Why in the world do we need a pasuk that they were told us for Shabbat? We have a din of Harb Ovis and Zikin. Yud Gimel Ovis and Zikin. Chav Tawel Ovis and Zikin. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you to tell the same Kayetzman. The Gemara comes to the conclusion in the first two of Bava Kamma told the same Kayetzman. That if somebody is mazik, are they told it? Avon is the kinim afresh and nichmul ashgad and avon is the kinim afresh and told it the yesh. It's also chayv, the same as yesh is chayv. You don't need a pasuk to say told the same for Yisrael. The man is tana shabbat, why do you need a pasuk? It's a din of kol ha-tarakula told the same for Yisrael. What's a din of told it? A din that's similar to the same idea as the pasuk, even though it's not exactly the same instance as the pasuk. Who had the name? He has the same din. Has the same halach as the pasuk. That's a mamak sinu, that's a din yinah. Whenever you have a din in a chumash, written in one instance, you have the right to assume that it applies in all other cases that are similar. As for example, the din that you need atzer shittim omdim, you have to have kederach gedilos when you make a mishkan. The Gemara says that din atzer shittim omdim means kederach gedilos, and you have to make the crush into the mishkan standing upright. Same way they grew from the ground, you shouldn't have it sideways and shouldn't have it upside down. You have to have it the same way it grew from the ground. It's not a din that's limited atzer to mishkan. It applies even to lulas and to the esrig and maybe even to other mitzvahs. The Chaim discussed why shouldn't it apply to other mitzvahs as well. The universal din, that's a din, that's a tolda. The original din only says by the Mishkan, and there's a din of the tolda. Any other din in that same area of halacha, and the Heter, you extend the halacha to all other cases. So why do you need a pasuk by Shabbos to say Me'achas Mehen? That's the kasha that the Shidduch Kodesh quotes from the first half of Bava Kamma in the Mahari Kam. So he gives an interesting parrot. He says that all the Yisurim of Shabbos are based on what was done on the Mishkan. Whatever was done in the Mishkan is an av. Whatever wasn't done in the Mishkan is not called an av. And even when you violate a tolda, it has to be done in the Mishkan. It has to be malachas nachshevet. If it's done kalahayad, or if it's done the misasik, shalom in miskavadash, and miskavadash and stone, whenever it's a lack of malachas nachshevet, it's not done the same way it was done in the Mishkan, or if it's done in the Talfil. Or the Gemara says in Mamsay Mizvachim, if it's done Fatishir by Hoytoa, the lack of malachas nachshevet. Whenever it's not done the same way it was done in the Mishkan, so it's not labeled as a malacha at all. So the Shitin Kubetzer says one would have thought that toldus just went out of the Mishkan. One would have thought that toldus has to be mutar on Shabbos, because all the dinim of Shabbos have to be whatever was in the Mishkan. So that's the pasuk. Kamash malon may heino heino avos and heino toladoi, that there is a din of toladoi. And that's takashali. If you have the pasuk that there is a din of toladoi, what is the getter hadin? Is the Gedera Din that in order to be offered on Shabbos, it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan, it just has to be similar to something that was in the Mishkan. But it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan at all. Or maybe, no, maybe the Din is that it does have to be in the Mishkan. And the Toldos are considered as if they were in the Mishkan because they were represented by the fact that the Av was in the Mishkan. Sounds like an ethereal, an abstract Chakira. Blake Malin has this on his first year on Bava Kamma, and it says on Shabbos. And he raises the shayla. What's the gerah din? If you have the sheet in kubet, he says, if you have the pasuk to tell you, even though the talk is not in the mishkan, still it's asa. So what's the gerah din? That you don't need bereshit in mishkan in order to be considered a malacha. I told there's also asa ben atera, but it has to be dumi the mishkan. It has to be a malachas mashavet, and a shir shalem, and a, not a mekalkel, and a mstaken, and so on. Or maybe no, maybe only what was in the mishkan is asa. And the only reason why I told this to us is because it's considered as if they were in the mishkan. They were represented vicariously, I guess you say, by the fact that the Yav was in the Mishkan. What's an Afkamina? There's no difference. So there's a wild chiddush that the Maharsham has in his tribute where he claimed that turning on electric lights on Shabbos is Mutam and Atar. Going into the Rabbanan. Why? Ha'it Mamish Avor. So he says that the Rambam writes that if you heat metal till it glows, till incandescent, that it's a Melacha Deraisa Bishan. The Ram has it in two places. It's called Bishla and Havara. The Rabbi there, talking to the Ram and writes one place Bishla, one place Havara. To steer it. The Ram means to say that it's both. You should put it both together. Say in one place, it was both Bishla and Havara. One place to write it as Bishla, one place Havara. That's Tasha and the Ram. So the Maharsham claims when you turn on electric bulbs on Shabbos, since it's Bizman HaMigda, Bizman HaMishkan, they didn't have the ability to use electric current. As soon as electricity was around, but the people didn't have the ability to use the electric current. They had the ability to take metal and to burn it in a fire. So that would be a toll, that would be a malacha deraisa. But they didn't have the ability to use electric energy. So you can't even say that it was represented by the fact that they made fires in the Mishkan, so since it wasn't even represented at all, so it can't be a toll in an altar. Turning on electric lights can only be the rabban. That was the far of the Masham. Masham is known as one of the great Nikilim of all generations. Dr. Tshuva writes in his commentary on Yerideya that you have to be very careful with the Masham, because a lot of times goes way overboard with the food. Way. And Hosef Mikvot, he writes like that. You shouldn't. Hosef Mikvot is written by the son of the Dr. Tshuva, by the Minchas Aluzim. Minchas Aluzim is also the Munkach. That is the son of the original Munkach, the one who wrote the Dr. Tshuva. So he writes that my father wrote many places in the Sefer Dr. Tshuva and the Hagadah to the Dr. Tshuva. You have to be very careful with the Masham because he has wild kula. So this kula also was one of his wild kulas. Rav Chaim Moshe held that it was 100% wrong. In fact, it's interesting in the Sefer Chelkas Yaakov by Rav Reish, he has a Tshuva Sefer. So he has in the first Chelik of the Sefer a Tshuva where he wants to permit turning on electric lights on Yom Tov. So part of the Snif, Lahokel, to turn on electric lights on Yom Tov is Masham, that turning on lights on Shabbat could be that it's only the Rabbanon anyway. So he wanted to get some Havkamas to his Sefer before he printed it, so he sent the galleys of the Sefer to different early Rabbanim. So he sent the Rav Yisrael Zalman enough that he should give a Havkama, but he didn't like the Tshuva. It was like Galatiana style, it's ganz in a different style. Not the style of learning that we used in the what we call the Litvish Yeshiva. It's ganz in a different Dara Halim. Rav Yisrael Zalman didn't want to insult him, so he wrote him a letter that years ago I used to be a Rav in Europe, and I had a pasuk from Shabbos, and at that time Shabbos and Shabbos was my field. So at that time I would have given you Haskalah, but he writes, now I'm Rosh Hashiva, he left the Rabbanus, now he was the Rav in Slut, he had the Slut for Yeshiva, and now he left the Rabbanus, and he's only in the Yeshiva, and Eretz Yisrael. So he writes that, and now I'm Rosh Hashiva, and it's not my field anymore, so I can't give a Haskalah. It's a different area, can't give a Haskalah on a Shabbos Shabbos statement. It's a humorous statement. I can't give a Haskalah. He forgot all the learning how to pass me and didn't like to stay for that long. But he writes in his letter to him, but you should know one thing, that what you wrote in the Tshuva, that you should be in the Tzav to Masham, who says that turning on lights on Shabbos is only the Rabban, and maybe that's enough from the Hoppas to turn on lights on Yom Tov. You should know that Rav Chaim Moshe said that that's wrong. He held the Masham is 100% wrong. Now, Allah is like Rav Chaim Moshe, that turning on lights on Shabbos is an issue derech. So the Chelkas Yaakov printed Rav Yisrael Zalman's letter along with all the other Haskamas. Has a page full of Haskamah. He has his letter there as also Haskamah. He's not going to give a Haskamah. Didn't want to give a Haskamah, didn't like the paper, obviously. It's a different style. So he put that together with all the others. The letter that attacks his letter that says, I'm not going to give a Haskamah, and he attacks what he writes in the Tshuva, so that's also included in the Haskamah. The rabbi in the Midwest who hung up the smicha on the wall of the study, and the people didn't know what it said. And then another rabbi once visited, there was a letter sent to him in Hebrew by the Menahel of the Yeshiva that they kicked him out of the school. The Rabbi didn't know what it said. He didn't know how to read Hebrew, especially without that. So he hung it up. They thought that was his name. That's over here also. That's one among the all the letters of Haskam.
The Quentin Malka comes out in Jari Surin, where you don't necessarily use the Maestah, where you think you're necessarily using the Maestah, you need to know right, and you're not still the only one.
Right. I thought that in Shari Surin, the Pasuk, Ba'aseisa only relieves you from Mechatos, but it would be an Issa Deraisa. But by Shabbos, if it relieves you from Mechatos because it's called Ein Bo Ma'aseh, that by definition it can't be called a Malacha. Malacha has to be, Bekumli Yaseh, there's no Malacha B'Shevi Al-Tas. That's a cloud that the Gemara seems to develop, and Rashi and other, Rishayim, our friend, a lot of our friend have that cloud.
And how is it also in the Rabbanah?
It's not also in the Rabbanah either. A Malacha B'Shevi Al-Tas is Mutar even in the Rabbanah. They want to ask him in the
Rabbanah.
I don't know. That's a good shayla. What Shnayim Shasu is also in the Rabbanah in Tam Zera? Or with the Rabban, they labeled it as a mice and they called it a Rizim Alok. I don't know, that's a serious shah. That's a chap, that's a chap a lot of not community to begin with. A Sam Shasu is also in the Rabban, it's a Mzeir, I mean, it's a Malachim in the Rabban.
So it's all looking for a Tarakura. Are they Chayim and Shvi'is? And don't you say
that, you know? Shvi'is, the Gemara has a special process to say, you need a Yafusa to teach you that told us a Muslim in Atar. But if not for that special process, I would have thought that told us a Rasim in Atar. In the beginning of the parsha, in the beginning of parsha's vehicle, we have the din of smicha by korbanos. And the parsha starts with bnei yisrael, that's the din of the gemara dash, and what that women can't bring korbanos. The gemara says no, that the din of smicha only applies to bnei yisrael something, and bnei yisrael something. Bnei yisrael the tzomach doesn't really say like that. The zara bnei yisrael is written in pasuk bay, and then the tzomach is the beginning of pasuk zaret. So that's how the gemara dash is bnei yisrael tzomach lo bnei yisrael. That women don't do smicha. What if the woman wants to volunteer to do smicha? The Gemara says in Chagiga that it's forbidden, because in order to do smicha, you have to do smicha b'chol koichoi, to stay yodav on the korban. There's a targum yonis and menazil on this part today. It says the samach has yodav, the samach yodav, what always says the loshin yachis, yodav. The targum yonis says which hand? You have to do smicha with one hand or the other. So he says you do the smicha with the right hand. The men have sinner right in one place, that the targum yonis is an error. But it's against the Gemara, it's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says in the Hurish, you have to do smicha b'shtei yodah. Maybe it represents the mother, she puts up her hand, but whatever it is, it's against our law, we don't pass on that time yet. So the Gemara says in Chagiga that since the smicha has to be done b'shtei yodahim, and the whole kach, you have to lean on the korban, so it's considered really avoided the kachim. The pasuk says, "Nesava b'chol sharech, v'lei tzobe b'chol tzanech," there's an easy giz of avoided, not only by b'chor, Kor is touching talent by your kabbalah. It's not the yards of mamon tini. Just like Kor is kadosh and has an isa giz of avoda, so to all kachim, and all kachim kam has an have an isa giz of avoda. The one who forbidden to do avoda with kachim. When you're doing smicha because you're mechuyif to, then it's a mitzvah. When you do smicha when you're not mechuyif to, if a woman will do smicha, it will certainly be also the gemara thing. So what's the machlokes patanaim in Rosh Hashanah and another in the end of Erev and in other places where the nation still comes as shushus or as an isa? The Gemara says the Perush and Chagiga that is forbidden. The Gemara says in Chagiga, no, the Machlokes HaTanaim is that we allow them to make an imitation smicha. What's an imitation smicha? To put their hands on top of the korban without leaning on the korban. Akufa Yudaiko, the Gemara says. The Kohanim will tell the women, following the opinion of that Tana, that when they throw some such reshus that it's permissible for the women to do smicha on the korbanos, they've only permitted to do the smicha by holding their hands on top of the korbanos without leaning on the korban. They're not allowed to lean on the korban, otherwise it would be a violation of avoid it because. So the Gemara says even the Tana who allows it only allows it by kufa yadai. So kufa means to float. Kofa to homo. Shaila, what kofa means. But one shot in kofa is floating. Kofa means to float. Kofa parzlar. By yotzus habarzlar mitagimina with kofa parzlar. And the barzlar floated to the top by Elisha. So kufa yadai means to float, to have your hands float on top of the head of the kofa. And still there's a machlokes HaTanaim, whether that's forbidden or that's permissible. Why should it be a machlokes? Why should it be a machlokes? The Tosfos writes in Rosh Hashanah that one Tana holds that it's forbidden because it's a gzeira, maybe they'll do it b'chol koicha. Maybe they'll do the smicha b'shtei yadayim. They may violate the smicha b'shtei yadayim. In other words, it may be bolei de'aver. So you see from this Gemara that whenever a person wants to do an imitation mitzvah, you have to judge, you have to weigh and measure and judge seriously whether there's a hashash emiyov in the Deavera or not. That's what Rav Kook has in his essay on Hakel. Next year is this year is Shmitas, the next year on Kalam Atsukhasot at Hakel. But the Shaila is Hakel was done in the Beit HaMikdash. Are you permitted to have a Zechel of Hakel? So Yeshiva University will decide that next year Kalam Atsukhas will have a big convocation, we'll have everybody come, we'll have A Baron Soloveitchik will lane Kriyas HaTorah, like the Melech used to lane Kriyas HaTorah. Somebody, some Rebbe in Yeshiva, Max Etcher, whoever, somebody will lane Kriyas HaTorah, but they used to lane for Hakel in the Beis HaMikdash. Is it permissible to make a Zechel HaHakel or not? So some said that you're not allowed to make imitation mitzvahs because who knows, it may be Bola De'Avir. So Rav Kook published an essay about this years ago, in which he writes that there are different gemaras. He quotes, sometimes the gemara says you are permitted to make an imitation mitzvah, and sometimes the gemara says you're not allowed. The gemara says, let's say on Sukkot, if you don't have a Tashir or Esro, so the gemara says you're not permitted to take a Porish or a Rimon to take a different min. Aye, but you want to have Kidei Shalotish Takach Torah Zalamin. One, people should remember that such a mitzvah exists, so that next year when there will be the availability of getting a Tashir or Esro, they should know they have to get Zalamin. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Nofik Menei Churba, we're afraid that next year they may do the same as this year, they'll take a Parish or a Rimon. So whenever you're afraid Dilma Nofik Menei Churba, so you don't make an imitation, whenever you're not afraid, so you are permitted to make an imitation. Cook writes in his essay on Hakel, that we see in Eretz Yisrael, near the Kaislam Aravi, and Chalamai Sukkis, the Rebbe's and the Yeshiva Tana children used to bring their children from Me'er Shor, used to bring the children all the time to the Kaislam Chalamai Sukkis following Shnat HaShmitah. And he used to learn from the Chumash to have all the children learn together. Zechel HaHakel. So you see that there's nothing wrong. So he thinks that nothing ever went wrong. Nothing ever happened. It was instituted by Sadiqim, by very righteous Malamdim that they had in the Yeshiva Tanazir. And none of the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael ever said there was anything wrong. All the great Sadiqim that they had never had any kindness against. But he says, you see that there's nothing wrong. If it won't be bought a day, Mechshol, there's nothing wrong. That's the Shari. You have to judge in each case was the practice instituted by Halakha Tzaddikim, and did they consider the possibility of being Bolei De Michshol or not? So the practice, Rashi quotes the Sifrei like that. Avarat and Neher Me'alhoras HaTayva says in Kriyashma that Hashem will send us into Golis, and then it says the Tampon is very elevatim, that we should keep through the mitzvah HaTayva even when we are in Golis, we should like tefillin and we should fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah. So it sounds, Rashi seems to learn the simple pshat in the Sifrei, seems to be that all the mitzvahs that we fulfill in Kutzlot are only practice, but still it's a practice they're right for, it's a little different. The Torah requires of us. There are seven Chol Moshe says, the Torah says exclusively that all these laws are binding all over the world. Today the Torah says we have to do it. Not that we are deciding to make an imitation mitzvah. But here, whenever we make an imitation mitzvah, the Gemara says we have to be careful to see to it that it won't be Bolei De Michshol. The Ravid in his view on the Torah Tanah is very shvei. The Ravid says, what's the machlokes hatanan, whether Bnei Yisrael samchas v'shus or not? So he says, because whenever you do a smicha b'chol koicha, you're violating the mitzvah of avodah b'kodshim. And the women are not mechuyev to do the smicha, so maybe the only time it's like a b'china v'etze d'echa l'esef, maybe the only time the essay of smicha is d'echa l'esefe of avodah b'kodshim is only when you're mechuyev to do the essay. But what if the essay is only a reshus, like a woman? A woman is not mechuyev to do the smicha, but it's optional, so when you say by the woman that it's d'echa l'esef of avodah b'kodshim. So the writer says, that's exactly the machlokes hatanoim, whether essay d'echa l'esefe applies by a mitzvah to reshus. Let's say a woman will want to wear tzitzit. The woman rabbi wants to wear a talis when she's officiating. So can she wear tzitzis and she's a radina chatzatzkia on top of the tzitzis? So let's say she wants to wear her tzitzis with tchelis and she happens to have a beggar that's pished on it. So if she's going to have her tchelis has to be, the string, the chuta tchelis has to be tzemer. And if the beggar is pished on, so it's going to constitute kalayim. So kalayim is mutter the mocha mitzvah because of the echalai sesa, the Gemara says. But the shot is, what about for a woman is not mechuyev in the first place? She can wear the four-cornered beggar shall pished on without putting on any kutei tzitzis at all. So would you say, echalai sesa, if the essay is only an essay, shall reshut? So the rabbi says, that's the machlokes hatanaim over here. That's what the rabbi writes in his Dear and Tarasim. That's the machlokes hatanaim. This rabbi is very shvilt. Mamish kenegad the Gemara. The Gemara says in Chagiga, black and white. But even the Tanna says that Noshim some such reshus only says that they do it be akufa yidaychu. The Quranim told them, float your hands on top of the behemoth, don't lean on the behemoth, otherwise they'll violate the Easter of avodah b'kodshim, of tzavut v'chosher recha. And the whole machlokes hatanaim only is that they permitted to do an imitation mitzvah, fake mitzvah, not to do the actual mitzvah. That's mitzvah certainly we wouldn't allow, perhaps because etzadechalotetzi only applies when we refuse to do the etzah. But with the right and right, it's very sure. Mamish against the, you know. The pasuk says that you should shech the korban oil of Pesach oil moed. The Gemara refers back in Erevin as well as many other places, several other places comment, does not show oil moed patua. Oil moed, the gates have to be open. If you ignore the shlomim sheshochtam kodem shlichas dap the hechol, tuv, shech the korban shlomim before the gates of the hechol were open, so the korban shlomim will be possible yet. Tesis, and that refers back in Erevin as well as in Zvachim and several other places, Tesis writes all over that the Gemara's drasha and the korban shlomim is labdap kishlomim. It says by the shlomim also, you should shecht it lifnei oil moed, pesach oil moed. But it says it by erla, says it by chata, says it by pesach, says it by every korban you have to shecht it pesach oil moed. It says labdap kishlomim, who are the nami all the korban. Rashi says in one place that it's only shlomim. Rama also quotes the Gemara, shlomim. He doesn't quote any other case. This is basem, it's either says the yomtiv has kashas in the shlomim. Amasechus Tamin, he has kashas fish. State the fairish in the Mishnayis. Even a korban oila, the oilas are Tamin, and Mishnayis Tamin, it says they had to open up the Pesach Oil Moed for it. And then they shef the korban Tamin. So the Sassem is right, and the first half in Erevin, that L'chadchile, Avada says, by your korban is Pesach Oil Moed. But by Kachim, there's a cloud, you have to have Shina Levakos of Liyakev. In order to say there's something possible to the other, you have to have that Shina repeated. So the Gemara assumes that it's only repeated by Shlomim. By the other Karbonis, the requirement for Pesach HaMoed is only a requirement for Hatzibah. By Shlomim, it will pass so even by the Yevon. What's considered Pesach HaMoed is Mancha HaMoed Pasuach. So in Oil Moed, there were real gates that would lock the entrance way. And they had a key. They had to open up the gate. What if the gates are open, but there's a curtain there that's blocking the entrance way? Is that considered Oil Moed Pasuach or Oil Moed Pasuach? The Gemara in the second parish in Zohar writes in the Furish that that's called the Almoyd Pasua. If the gates are open, even though the curtain is closed, that's considered Pasua. The one Hungarian rabbi published an essay about 35 years ago in Parde, I think in Hamor, that in many shuls they have a practice that they leave the gates of the Aron Kodesh open and they just have the parochas closed. And when you open up the parochas, everybody stands on the parochas. Okay, so you don't talk to water. What is the suffix of the Mishnah? So Lachorah, he doesn't spell it out, but Lachorah, the suffix is, what's the nature of Nisach HaMayim and Sukkis? Is it a carbon HaBob Bifnei Atma? And Sukkis has to bring this carbon, that carbon, another carbon on Nisach HaMayim. Or you say, no, that on Sukkis, the carbon Tamid had two Nisuchim, and it had a Nisach HaYayin and a Nisach HaMayim, both work in conjunction with the carbon Tamid. Why not Kemina? Big not Kemina. Let's say you don't have any animals, and you're unable to bring the carbon Tamid today. But if you don't bring the carbon tamid today, it doesn't make any sense to pour the yayin. The yayin is only in conjunction with the carbon tamid. Minchas miniskein can do, but if you don't bring the carbon, you don't bring the minchas, you don't bring the miniskein. But what about the nisach hamayim? Is that a carbon al bobef neyatzmo? You have to bring it on sukkah. The pasuk that we learn it out from is unisachero. Nisach means double nisuchim. One nisach hamayim, one is nisach hayayin. But it doesn't mean that the get doesn't mean that the getter adin is that nisach hamayim comes in conjunction with nisach hayayin both together with the carbon tamid. It's part of the nisach of the carbon tamid. So it's not a the nisach hayayin is not a carbon habob b'sneyatzmo. It's like yayin habob b'lala zevach. But he say no. That's the drosha. That's the alfusa from the pasuk. But the getter adin is that it's a carbon habob b'sneyatzmo. The Bitzgerov has about this in his shiur. The Guru Tari, Shantari has an estate on kindness on the first half. He has a discussion of this. What's the nature of the din? Can you bring Nisach HaMayim Balaylo? Or can you bring it, let's say, the din is that if you bring a carbon today and you didn't have the opportunity to pour the wine on the Mizbeach today, the Gemara says, Menchas Veneskeim, I feel a lachar asara yonim. Even 10 days later, you can bring the yayin that belongs to a week and a half ago. A year later. We forgot to bring the ayin a year ago on the korban tamid, on a korban sibur. So we bring the wine today on behalf. So let's say we remember today that we forgot to do the nisach hayah, the nisach hamayim on the first day Chol HaMoed Kippur. We brought the korban tamid shachar, but we didn't bring the nisach hamayim. So we pour the wine today. The third day of Chodesh Nisan, so we pour the mayim today in order to be eitzer the din of the Chol HaMoed Pesach. So we pour the mayim of Chol HaMoed Pesach to be eitzer the din of Nisach HaMayim on the third day, first day Chol HaMoed Sukkot. If you hold that it's a din of Nisach HaMayim in conjunction with the Korban, so then you can even afilu ad asor yamim later, even a year and a half later you can bring. But if it's a din that it's a Korban abov b'fnei atzmo, then it has to be brought dafka on Sukkot. You can't postpone it till some later day. Well, they have other nachkaminas. I find them have a whole discussion about this. But look, this is the suffix of the minhag tinach, whether you have to salt, funny suffix, whether you have to salt the water that you pour on the mizbeach for the purpose of nisach hamayim. The Avnei Nezer was a chassidish rebbe, tzachashav rebbe. At the time that he was the rebbe there, there was an older rov, also chassidish rebbe. Right, who is the son-in-law of the Nisiba, the Maharoch, the Avram Kohen, I think his name is. That's the Lushin Maharoch. Every so often he quotes something in the name of his father-in-law that the later Achrayim hold is highly questionable. He has wild things. That's all. He was the only one who heard these crazy things from the Rishi. He was a Chsidishin. He was a Chsidishin. When he visited his father-in-law, the Nisibis wasn't a chassid. The Nisibis was going to eat your brach, and the son-in-law didn't want to eat your brach. So the whole Pesach, the Nisibis didn't want to cause him to violate his minik, so he didn't give him any brach. That's how the story goes. And then the last day Pesach, even by the chassidim, they eat brach. So he gave him the last day. So when he left, he thanked his father-in-law for not putting him into the uncomfortable predicament of serving him brach, that he's going to have to figure out what he's going to do, if he's going to eat it or not. But he told him, there's a famous comment that they say over, that the Nesivis told the son-in-law, the Sinishin, that the people who don't know what's good don't deserve to enjoy it. So you're a moron, you don't know that your brook tastes delicious, and that's why you don't deserve that, that's why I didn't give it to you. Not that I didn't give it to you in order not to cause you to be in a predicament. So this Maharaj quotes all kinds of things from son-in-law. So one of the things that he quotes from him is a wild thing. He says, the seed is a gizok, and it's in the yates of the mitzvah derayt and malichas kavanis by using salt. If you pour salt on a korban, sugar. To use sugar is also good. The sugar is the same as salt. It has a different flavor, but basically it's all the same. Sugar and salt is all the same. So the Avnei Nezer quotes this, and he says that he doubts whether it's correct. Doesn't believe that he's not. That's about all they have in common. That they're both white, huh? Right among Yeridei, there's a discussion on the salt meat in order to remove the blood, which has absolutely nothing to do with salting carbonic mincha. It has nothing to do with salting carbonic. The purpose of salting the carbonic is not in order to take out the blood. Then, right among Yeridei, they have a shaila whether you can remove the blood by salting the meat with sugar. Yes, the same will have a whole discussion about that, whether sugar will have the same properties as salt, will it draw out the blood. But to say that the yates and malichas carbonic for using sugar is a very pelagic gezach. The Ra'or has in the Sefer Derek Abayis. The Rashbo wrote a Sefer Torah Abayis, where he has all the dinim of Shchita, and Tarugas, and Basim B'chol, and Melicha. The whole Yerideya is based on all Tur Yerideya is patterned after the Rashbo's Torah Abayis. It's not patterned after the Rambam. Like the Choshen Mishpat, it's patterned also, not patterned after the Rambam. It's patterned after the Sefer HaTrumah, written by the Talmud of the Ramban. So through the Yeridei, the two Yeridei is patterned after the Rajbo's case of Teres Abayis. On the Teres Abayis, the Rajbo's Tavus, the Ra'or, a Baron Lady, wrote her Oris on the side, where he disagrees a lot of times with the Rajbo. That's called the Derek Abayis. So when they speak about Melicha, and they speak about salting meat in order to take out the dam, so the Rajbo quotes the Gemara that mentions something about salting carbonate, the mitzvah salting carbonate. It's not related, it's not identical. The Gemara talks about how long you have to salt this and how much salt you put in. So the Ra'or writes a comment there, that the requirement for malicha by karbonis is not limited after to the chelik ha-nikter agabi ha-mizbeach. It even applies to the chelik ha-necha le-koyhanim, that the shiori ha-mincha, not only the komet, which is karba agabi ha-mizbeach, the shiori ha-mincha, which is eaten by the kohanim, also requires malicha, because the Gemara says by kotshi kotshim there's a din of kohanim ha-mizbeach le-mizkatim, and when the kohanim eat, that acquires, that accomplishes the kapora on behalf of the Baal HaKodesh. So it's as if the Achilas HaKohanim were, in a certain sense, Haktora Agabi HaMizbeach. That's why the Kohanim have to eat it. Only Zichrei Kohuna, only in the Azorah. Only in the Azorah, only Zichrei Kohuna. It's like an Avodah. A Bas Kohen is permitted to eat Truma, but she's not permitted to eat Kotche Kotche. Because Achilas Kotche Kotche is like an Avodah. There has to be one opinion in the Tosafot says it has to be done Bamida. They have to eat the kohen. They have to eat the shiori and menoches and the chatos and the oshem bamida in the azor. They're not allowed to sit down. The other opinion is no. It doesn't make any sense that the gemara has it. The avoda has to be done bamida, but the achilas shiori menoches and achilas kachi kachim should be done the davka the yeshiva, because we learn out from a pasuk that it should be lemashko. All the matan kumah should be given for the time lemashko. The gemara darshin is lebeduva k'der sham lochem ochem, that the kohen should eat it the same way a king would eat his delicious meal. They should eat it really bechardu. They should broil it. They shouldn't stam eat it raw or anything. They should broil it in a bekavadika fashion, and they should eat it with mustard. It should taste very good. They enjoy mustard, but they enjoy it broiled. They have to prepare it in a very fancy and a very delicious fashion. So whoever heard that malachim eat the meal standing up? The one opinion in the Tosafot, the Mishnah Melech quotes, the two opinions in the Baal HaTosafot. One opinion in the Tosafot is they have to eat a davka b'amida, it's like an avoda, it's like haktar. And the other opinion in the Tosafot is no, davka be yeshiva, otherwise felt on the mashal of gula, without sham loch and mochim.
Using sugar for salt, didn't you say last week that
the honey is called right. If the sugar comes, if it comes from a, Rashi writes that Dvash includes three, v'chol mesik is three. And some he means that you get the sugar from some other source, other than a three.
This sugar
makes
include some
of
the sugar
cane. Those are three, no? Not a three. The Rambam discussed was eating those sugar cane, what brought me a favor? He said, glory to your oath, glory to your abdomen, and not for the whole shiva. What brought me a favor? But it's also, according to one opinion, it's also a three. I don't know. Tell me.
Into the
power comes
out the
desert and
have
to
eat
bamida, the you also need. You have to eat it with your right hand. I don't think so. I don't think so. There is a question exactly what that means when we say, what if the Kohanim don't eat it? They have the korban laying around and they don't eat it. They didn't eat the shiori aminichon. They didn't eat the tzitarachatos and the besarosh. When the Gemara in Yevamos around the Pesach and Menorah, with the Pesach and Menorah, there were two Girsas in the Gemara whether this is Ma'akev or not. The Girsa that we have is that it's not Ma'akev. So just like Haftorah Emunim is not Ma'akev, so is Achiras HaKohanim is not Ma'akev. But there's another Girsa in the Gemara that the Rashba quotes from the Gaonim that if the Kohanim don't eat the Shiori HaMinchon, they don't eat the leftover, the Besar HaChatos and the Besar HaOshem, the Bailam are not Yetzer the Mitzvah. If the Basar was Nitmo, so you're not permitted to eat it. So the basa was never got lost and you're not able to eat it. So obviously the achilas basa would not be liku, would not be liyake. But if the desar hakorban was loy nitzvah, it's loy never, if the Kohanim just failed to fulfill a mitzvah of achila, so then there's one gear from the Gemara in Yevamos in Perek Huisha Rabo, that the Baal HaKorban is not yosid in the korban chatos or the korban achim. You have to bring another korban all over again. A wild sheep of the pashto says that it's not so. That does not require malicha. No, he only says the chelak hakohanim needs malicha, because it's like kohanim oichel and the baila miskafim. It's parallel to a the haktor al gabi hamizbeach, a form of haktor. But the chelak habalim, there is no requirement. Gemara speaks a lot. Chatos and an Asham and the Shir, only Kochi Kochim, which are Nechav as Zichar Kuna, so then the Ra'or has a Chidish that you need Melicha. Nechav Abaylim. Right, so that is no requirement for Melicha, that's for sure. Right, then there's no requirement for Melicha, only what Korev Agabi Hamizdeah. Or the Ra'or is Mechadesh, it's a great Chidish, that even what Nechav by the Zichar Kuna also needs. That's like an avoda. There is a din of dalar avodas. The Gemara speaks in different places of the dalar avodas adam that are ma'akev. The pashtus is that anything after the dalar avodas, the haftorah teimurim is not mi'akev, even though haftorah is an avoda. You need a coin. But the Gemara speaks about the Dalar Avodas Adam Vera Likuva. What are the Dalar Avodas Adam? The Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zvisi. You can make pigul. If the Kohen has a Machshavas pigul to eat it or to be makhtar, put food manoi, then make pigul if it's the Machshavas is at the moment of any one of these Dalar Avodas. The Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zvisi. The Shechita, the Gemara says, the Shechita Lav Avodas. But even a non-Kohen is committed to do Shechita. It's not an Avodah. How can Mark say it's not an Avodah if it's considered one of the Avodahs Adam? It is an Avodah. It's not an Avodah. It's a very unclear issue. The Tosfos has different interpretations. In Menachos, Apei, and Aleph, and in Zvachim also, the Tosfos is in a Yuma. What do you mean that Shechita Lav Avodah is? One shot in Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that Shechita Lav Avodah. Avodah Shechita is one of the Dalar Avodahs Adam. Of course it's an Avodah. What it means is that Shechita is not unique to Karbonis. Kabbalah Elohe Zvik is only by Karbonis. Shechita is a din. All day, the big sheep, if you want to eat it, and if you want to be makhtar b'agadi on the death, with the din of mashki tomin amutam yisra, you can't put trays of food on top of the death. Of course you have to shech. The sheep is an avayda, but since it's shared in common with all behemoth chulin, it's not unique to a korban, so that's what the Imam meant to say, that it's lav avayda he, in that sense it's not an avayda, because it's not unique to the korbanos, and therefore you don't need a korban to do the sheep. The Satan says, what do you mean it's shared in common with the other, with the Hema Kulim? The Shechitas Kachm and Shechitas Kulim is the same thing. The time is not the same. The Gemara says in the Satsig, the Kachim is Tsuba. On the Satsig, the Shechitas Kachim is Shechitas Tsuba. And on the Satsig, the Shechitas Kulim is Kachim. The Satsig means, let's say he threw a knife and he didn't have intention. He had intention of the knife landing at a target on the wall. And it happened that a bird flew by and it accomplished the good Shechita Kachim. So the Gemara says that that's good. It happened that a behemoth walked by. The Gemara talks about a bird flying by. Even if a behemoth walks by, the other Shechita is good. He doesn't have to have Kavanah L'Shem Shechita. But in Kachim, that would be called Nitzasik. That's no good. And even if he had Kavanah to do Shechita and he didn't realize that this was a carbon, he thought that it was a behemoth Kulin, that's also no good. That's Nitzasik B'Shechita Kachim, that is Tzuvah. So the Sasem Steinis, that don't you see the Farish, that Shechitas Kachim is different. Number one, the Satsik is Tzula. Number two, you need it to Isharis according to some Mishan. There's different opinions in Mishan whether it's Isharis is required for Shechitas. How can you say that Shechitas Kachim and Shechitas Kulman are the same? The time of Isharis, that's a Machlokes of Rishonim. Other Rishonim hold that Isharis is not needed at all. Two opinions in Tosfos. The first Tosfos in Ezel Mekayim. Whether you need the Sakin Shal Shechitas should be of Isharis. What about the other Taina? That's how the Tevish Gemara. That Mesasik v'shchitas kachim is true. But rather by Mesasik v'shchitas kachim, there was a big machlokes between Abchaim Oizer and Chazon Ish. Whether the din of Mesasik passing by Shechita is only limited to Shechita, or applies to all the Dalar Avodas Adam. Chazon Ish quoted in the Furush in the Ramban and Mochamis and Rosh Hashanah, that the Ramban interprets that Gemara, a needle in a haystack. A line, one line in the Ramban and Mochamis, a needle in a gigantic haystack. There's one line in the Ramban, Mohammed and Rosh Hashanah, in the Sugya and Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, where he writes that Mitzasek is possible to Shechitas Kachim because Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, and he assumes that it applies to all the Avodas. To all Avodas Adam, not only to Shechita. So the Taina of the Satem is that he was assuming that the din of Mitzasek is only a din in Shechita. He tried to prove that Shechitas Kachim is different than Shechitas Kulim based on Mitzasek. There's not such a pasha to prove. If you hold that Mitzasek is a psul in all the Avodas, it's not that the Shechitas Kachim is different, there's something unique about it that distinguishes it from Shechitas Kulim. The one who thinks to say that the different dinim is the Ramban HaChumash. The Ramban comments on the pasuk of Zavachta, Kashet V'Yitzicho, that's the pasuk of Shechitas B'Tzar Taibu. It says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Kiyecha Kim Chamokam, if you live far away from the Beit HaMikdash, and it would be too difficult to bring Korban HaShlamim Olachan in order to eat pasta, when they were in the Midbar and they had the Mishkan right there and everybody was talking about Moed, whoever wanted one tanahol, whoever wanted to eat the meat, should bring a korban and eat the meat. They weren't permitted to have the tzar taiva. They saw one tanahol in Kulin in the first term. Only when they came into Eretz Yisrael and then they were traveling all over the place and people lived far away from Yerushalayim, then the Torah permitted them to eat the tzar taiva. So the pasuk says, "Zavachta kasher tzvi tzicho." What does that mean, kasher tzvi tzicho? So the Gemara says, this pasuk indicates that there was a Torah Shabbat Pelet, there was a Masorah, exactly how you should shech behemoth. You should shech as I commanded you. What did he command? So the Gemara says that this is an allusion to the Chumash of Cheshchita Shia Drasha Chalada Avram Alik. So the Ramban Chumash writes that's a drasha. The Pshut Shal Mikra he thinks means the Zavachta. You should shech Chulin Kasher Tzvi Tzichah Megabi Kachim. I already gave you a din of Shechitas Kachim. And now I give you a new din of Shechitas Chulin, which is slightly similar, which is a lot similar to Shechitas Kochim, but not identical. As similar to the way I commanded you by Kochim, so likewise is the din of Shechitas Chulin, but it's not identical. And they're really two different dinim of Shechitas Kochim. If one should assume like that, that the two different dinim of Shechitas Kochim in the way the Sfasen is kind of, that Shechitas Kochim is Sasek is possible in Hilchos Shechita, not because it's an Avodah, even by Kabbalah, Halacha, and Rikah, by all Avodahs, the Sasek would be possible. If you assume like the Sfasen is like Rav Chaim Oidehel, and the Sasek is only Tzul and Shechita, but Shechitas Kochim is a different din from Shechitas Kulin, the Rav Soreg would also assume like that. So what would be the din by Shechitas Tzulah Yamagdoshim? If you have a Korban Shehumam Vinivdeh, if you have a Korban that gets a Mum, you have to be Toided in order to be permitted to Shech the Kutzlah Zor. If it's a Korban Meister, and it gets a Mum, then you don't have to be Toided. And you're permitted to Shech the Kutzlah Zor without the act of Pinyon. What kind of a Shechita would that require? Would that require a Shechita like Kulin? Or do you say no? Since a Korban Shehumam Vinivdeh still has Zinim, Tizbach Ulajiz, Abbas Ulachal, Abachal, 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 still has limitations. So the Gemara in and the first parak in Kiddushin seems to imply that it still maintains its Kiddusha, still retains Kiddusha's carbon on it. So perhaps one could say, but it's just that you have a Hekta Shchita Chutz Lazor, there's no Yitzhah Shchut Echut. But maybe since it still retains its Kiddusha's carbon on it, the Gemara says if you'll do Giza Vavoida, we'll say a Hadrili Surikama, Taisus points out. If you'll do Giza Vavoida, you'll be like it. It's still considered a carbon, even after Humam Ben Ibda. So maybe I should say that it requires a Shchita, the Zavachto, how does it say? Tizbach Yachalta Bostor, maybe the Tizbach there is the Torah Shechitas Kach, not the Torah Shechitas Kulin. So let's say somebody will shech the carbon by throwing a knife and it will accidentally accomplish Shechit on the behemoth. Maybe it'll be no good, but let's say he'll shech it thinking that it's a behemoth Kulin, and it really was a behemoth Kulin HaMakdosh, maybe it'll be no good. That's what Rav Soreshik said in the name of his father. But I imagine Rav Soreshik thought that Shechitas Kulin HaMakdosh has to be the Torah Shechitas Kach, it has to be a special din. It's not the regular din of Shechit. Special din of Shechitas Kochim. You have to learn through the Gemara to see if it's something. I remember Rabbi Gerelik once had a tinus. He told Rabbi Soloveitchik a whole bunch of rice that it's not something. A rice in the Gemara that it seems to be nice. He said Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Soloveitchik's son, Rabbi Soloveitchik's son, I said over this in the name of Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, he had a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And he explained things based on this. And then Rabbi Gerelik's sons, who were learning the Barat Beryl, had sent him a letter, and they had a whole bunch of kashas that all the Talmidim had against him. So he was asking Rabbi Yoshua Ben Soloveitchik all the kashas. So it seems to be against many Gemara. Good question. So one opinion in Taisus is that when he Gemara says Shechita Lav Avodah, he doesn't really mean Lav Avodah. Of course it's an Avodah. Shechita is literally an Avodah. What it means is that it's shared in common with the Hemat Fulim, so therefore a Zar can do the Shechita. Very strange comment. Another opinion in Taisus is a Shechita Lav Avodah, he means that whenever a Kohen does the Avodah HaKarbonis, Kabbalah HaLoch HaZrika, we did more learned that from Sukkim, the second paragraph of Zerachim, that the Kohen has to be in the Azor. The Kohen can't stand Chutz LaZor. But Shechita, the Gemara says, the one who shechts may stand Chutz LaZor. How can he shecht if he's standing Chutz LaZor? The Gemara says, the second Aruch will hold a long night. The Gemara even says in the beginning of Kulam Dabgim, we can even be Tomei. You can even be Tomei, Shech, the Stak and Orach. So he says it's going to be a very, very long night. It has to be 100 Amos or so long. How can he possibly Shech? Okay. We want to talk about theoretically such a possibility. A Tomei staying in Kutz Lazara, Shechting a carbon in the Azara by a long distance, by a Stak and Orach Neod. A very long night. So he says that's what it means. The Gemara says, L'chatchila, we don't allow it because Shema Yiga B'Basar. Shema Yigah B'Basar. Then Taisus says, Shema Yigah B'Basar. It's going to be a Sakhan that's so long, how he's not going to come anywhere near the Basar. That's Taisus Kasha and Adjimar. How can you say, L'chatchil, it's forbidden? For Tommy to Shech, Shema Yigah B'Basar, it's impossible to be in a Yigah B'Basar, such a Sakhan order from you. All two of them on the first Dachan. The knife should become Tommy from the person. And then the behemoth should become Tomei. That's a good kasha. Yeah, that's a good kasha. I think Taisus and Rishon have that kasha also. So they say, must be talking about a knife that's not Mekabel Tumah. That could be a knife that's not Mekabel Tumah. Shutek Le'eit. Like the spoon in a Dixie cup. That's a flat wooden utensil, or it doesn't have any toe. If you have a spoon that has a toe, so it's Mekabel Tumah. But if it's a flat piece of flat utensil, if it's metal, then it isn't kabbalism. Should the claim matzeches? Matzeches is poshut, that's flat, isn't kabbalism. But should the claim eight, then it's not a kabbalism. It must be that the knife will be a wooden knife. And says, how can it be a wooden knife? It has to be a klisharis, and a klisharis can be made from wood. That's a right that it doesn't have to be a klisharis. The right against that rishon of the places in Chulin discusses that machlekes that they have there in the first places in Ezel Mekonen. No, that's a machlekes, whether klisharis, you're permitted to make klisharis from wood or not. We pass to know. Not only is it no good if it's from klisharis, it's even no good if it's from ace, it has to be got from a tefer. If it's a klisharis, let's get stuck in. If it's a klisharis, it's supposed to be all metal. The only question is whether the knife, the fact of Shal Shechita, has to be a klisharis or not. There are three opinions. The Rambam has lachatzira, it should be a klisharis, but the evidence is good even if it's not. And says it doesn't have lachatzira with the evidence. It says one day it has to be a klisharis, and another day it does not have to be a klisharis. Yes, no, maybe. Three sheets. Yes, no, lachatzira with the evidence. Three sheets with the mission.
If you have a
chatzitza
on the knife,
would
you be able to
allow
the
chatzitza
on the knife?
The Gemara has it in. You can't have chatzitza between the Yad HaKoyin and the Kriya. Some of that would depend on whether you require a klisharis for shita. You don't need a klisharis. Some of them don't need a chatzitza. The Tzitzis has a different interpretation as to what it means shchita lav avoydehi. The other interpretation is that by all other avoydehs, by Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, we require that the coin of the avoydeh has to be in the Azar, based on Sukkot. A shchit also based on Sukkot, we assume that one who does the shchit, he can easily stay in Chutz Lazar. That's what Tzitzis says, if he can stay in Chutz Lazar, that's a Hachacha Brura, that's a Rai Brura, that you don't need a coin. Because if you need a coin, then you need to ask a Kedushas Kunushas Amigdosh. There are two dinim of Kedushas Kunushas. We said a few times, there's Kedushas Kunushas Amigdosh, Kedushas Kunushas Bigvulin. The Kedushas Kunushas Amigdosh is only completed if number one, the coin is standing in the Amigdosh, and standing in the Azar. Number two, is wearing big day kunin. His man shayim b'zayim alayim, man kun asam alayim, doesn't have the special status of Kedushas Kunushas Amigdosh. He only has the level of Kedushas Kunushas Bigvulin, that he's not permitted to marry a Grushin, a Kinduchin, and so on. He needs children and so on. But in order to do Avodah Sakarbonis, you have to have that higher level of Kedushas Kunushas Amigdosh. If you tell me, based on the Pesukim, the man who does the Shechita doesn't even have to stand in the Azara, so obviously he doesn't have to be a Kohen. But that's how I know that Azara is also. That's the other Pshat that I see. When we say that a Shechita Ksher is Azara, is that B'dieved or is that even the Chatzil? That seems to be perhaps a Machloikish Rashi and Taisis in Sosa. Mishnah says in Sosa that he took. When you have a sotah, they have to bring, the husband has to pay for a mincha sotah. When you bring a carbon mincha, you have to make a kiddush kli. Before you do, by menachas and the sotah, by mincha, and by yayin and esas, before you do kiddush kli, before you put the flour and the wine into a kli share, it only has a kedusha zomim lamizbech, it doesn't have a kedusha guf lamizbech. It cannot be, it can be nifta. It can be nifta. If it becomes nifta, you can avoid it. After you put it in a kli share, then it gets a kedusha guf lamizbech, and it cannot be nifta. But the Mishnah says that they had to take the mincha that the husband paid for on behalf of his wife, and minchas kenoros, minchas sota, and he had to put it into a klishare to the mekadisha, to give it the kiddush kli. The Mishnah says he did it. Who did it? Who's the he? It doesn't say who's doing it. The Rashi says the husband does it. Since he's the bala karban, he paid for the karban mincha, so the bala karban has to put it into the kli. Taisus disagrees. Taisus quotes the Yushami, not that the husband does it, but rather the kohen does it. Even though the din is a kiddush kli, but the yeved can be done by a zar, but Taisus quotes the Yushami, lachatchila should be done by a kohen, shouldn't be done lachatchila by a zar. Rashi holds no. Rashi seems to hold that lachatchila should be done dafka by the bala korban, not by a zar. Why dafka by the bala korban? So there the Netziv has a comment. He says that Rashi holds are just like shchita ksher b'zar, but lachatchila the shchita should really be done by the bala korban. Where does it say that? It's the Gemara in Sochem Daf Zayin on the day. The Gemara says, you say bracha alas, you say bracha lit. You say bichas on this. The bracha, the Gemara says, well, you say bracha, shekhan kama, alas shchita, mishat behema. You can't say lishchot esa behema. Not mechuyiv to eat meat, you're not mechuyiv to shef the behema. So you can't say lishchot. Kiddushan mitzvah, lishchot. You have to say alas shchita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah regarding shchita. You can't say lishchot. So the Gemara says, what about Shechitas Kachim that you're obligated to share, that the Bala Karban is obligated to share? So the simple Lashon HaGemara implies that by all Karbanos to say the Bala Karban really should share the Karban. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Some Akhoyan and Tainan know that it's only by Pesach, not by Shar Kachim. Shar Kachim, there isn't even a Lechatchila on the Bala Karban he should share. Anybody can do it. Only by Pesach there's a requirement that he should do it. And other Akhoyan say, no, that by all Karbanos the Lechatchila is that the Bala Karban should do the Shechitas. The Minchas Baruch, our Baruch Karinka has this machlokes with Shua and others. He brings the rayas back and forth from Shnayis and Shkolim and other places. But the din lechatchila that the Bala Karban should share. So the Netziv in his sefer on Soita, on the Afi Tesem and Aleph, on the beginning of that third parak in Soita, where the machlokes Rashi and Tesis appears, that the Kiddush Kli by a Mincha should be done lechatchila by the Bala Karban, it can be done, or it should be done lechatchila by the Kohen. He claims that there's a pasuk in the quote the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. It says that all the people were tummy when they brought their carbon pesach, and that's why the Levim did the shechita of the carbon pesach. That's the mashmaros pasuk. So it would appear that if not for the fact that the bali had carbon with tummy, the Levim would not have done the shechita. The bala carbon would have done the shechita himself. Yeah. No, the pesach above the tummy. All that people were tummy, the pesach above the tummy. So the Levim did the shechita on their behalf. They claim to not pasuk is mashma. That it's not for the fact that all the people, the Bali Akorban Matamei, the Bailim themselves would have done the Shechita, as the Gemara appears to say in Pesachim Dav Zayin, that the Shechita should be done by the Bali Akorban, and it's in Mitzvah Bal Yosef in the Shlucha. If he asks someone else to do it, there's based on Shlucha Shloim Kemoisa, the Gemara says, the Shachta also called Kaladat Slavin Abroim, the Kansha Shlucha Shloim Kemoisa. If you see from that Gemara that it's a Mitzvah Lachatkila, that the Bala Karban should do the Shechita, Mitzvah Bal Yosef in the Shlucha. That's the Zion. But it's only by Korban Pesach, because that part of the Shaftos is only by Korban Pesach. And other Achaim say, no, it's by all Korban, is that the Mitzvah Lachatzim is that the Bala Korban should share. Steve claims that Rashi holds that these two are sort of parallel, that the Shechita by Korban is parallel to Kiddush Kli by the Mincha. Why? Because the Sakin is Mekadosh, the Shechita adds a Tosefet Kedusha, and the Kiddush Kli by the Mincha also gives it a Tosefet Kedusha. It's by far not an exact parallel. It's a different Tosefet Kedusha. The Kiddush Kli by the Korban Mincha elevates it from the level of Kedusha Zamin Mamizbeah to the level of Kedusha Zagut Mamizbeah. By the Korban Behemo, once you have a Kiddush Peh, once the Bala Korban says, Hareza Shlomim, Hareza Chatos, Hareza Oshon, Hareza Oilo, Hareza Tesach, whatever he says, it right away gets the Kedusha Zagut Mamizbeah. The Sakin is Mekadosh, gives it a, elevates it even further. Gives it a Kedusha Korban, not only Kedusha Zagut Mamizbeah, gives it a higher level, namely a Kedusha Korban. But he compares it in the sense that whatever your manik kedusha to the korban, whether you're elevating it from kedusha zamin mamizbeach to kedusha guf mamizbeach, or from kedusha guf mamizbeach to kedusha korban, if it's possible for the bala korban to do it, it's preferable that he should do it. He should be mekadosh. If it's done by someone else, it will be good for the other. But the hakhili says that Rashi shita that that should be done by the bala korban. Yeah. That's not like this, but it's which was
the contradiction, which is you couldn't find the Sasuya, otherwise from the Sutra, then why would we be recycled in that nation to it?
This
is an even about coming to
that. If you don't need it at all to walk into the Azor, I don't know, there's 5 minutes to walk into the Azor, and now to fulfill this mitzvah, mitzvah, yes, and the Shlucha. You can appoint a Shliach to consider Shlucha 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 He did the Shechita. He just said he'll be lacking Mitzvah Bo Yosef in the Shechita. Tommy wouldn't allow Tommy to enter the Beit Hamikdash just to fulfill the Mitzvah Bo Yosef in the Shechita.
Well, how
is the Shechita for Mitzvah? That's a good stuff to do it. How is the Shechita solved? Just a cash in the end. He didn't know what exactly. That's part of the Shechita. The Shechita is called out. It's called out. It's called out. It's a good question. How do you say? You have to really find what it means that this is the Shechita group. Now the Shechita is called out. It's not a Mitzvah Shechita group. Doesn't mean that there's no Shechita on Mitzvah.
And if the
Yosef
was
the Shulchan, would not be great enough to take it? Some are not. Some are not.
Some
Why couldn't he be the Yisrael?
Along with the Baal Torah.
I don't know. Oh no. Achronim quotes the Zohar. I never looked it up. They quote the Zohar that it's lechatchila, it's improper that the kohen should shech the bayim. For shechting animals will tend to develop a midas achzorius in the one who does the shechita. I don't know if that fact is true. You know shochtim who amin? Or they stop? I don't know. That's what the Zohar is.
Where
is born in Malka Mala?
Or it'll be a murder.
Yeah, it means if he's born a Mazal Magim, so he will shed blood. So he'll either be this, that, the other thing, or the other. It doesn't necessarily mean that his personality will be the same.
He has aggression, he has to get it out. So either he's a bad
neutral
or better.
I don't know, is it? Moyolim are aggressive people? I don't know if it's true, some are.
Of course,
are surgeons all aggressive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be very sensitive about
That's a better word. Okay. So the Zohar says like that. The Zohar says that it's improper to allow a kohen to shech the bein. It should be dafke done bizarre. Why? Because the kohen are supposed to be those who do the hakovas hakarbonos, those who are teaching. The kohen are supposed to teach Torah to bnei Yisrael. So they should be more sensitive people. And if they will be attuned to shechting, they will become achzorik. There are other things also that Akshay is bizarre. There are other things also. Let's say Hefshid Vinikua. I'll be past this as Krasha bizarre. The Mishnah and Yuma describes the Talmud that was brought every day. Mishnah Talmud describes
right.
Mishnah Yuma.
Yeah,
so it says the Shechita was done by Kohanim. It says they're against the Zohar. And the Shechita was done by Kohanim. And the Niri asked Akasha, why would the Shechita, they had a pious, who's going to shech the bein? What do you mean? Need some phone. Well, why did only the Kohanim have the pious? And what if a non Kohen walks in and he wants to do the Shechita? Shechita's share is that? And the Niri asked Akasha. So, once a professor here many years ago, he says that the law changed, that originally the din was that Shechita was full of desire, and they changed their own generation until it started to descend. No hypothesis. So the Miri asked Akasha and the Mishnah, why did only the Kohanim make the pious? Why couldn't Yisrael be involved in the drawing lots and the pious as to who should have the exclusive to do Shechita? So the Miri claims that by Kotshi Kotshi they instituted a Kumra. So only allowed Kohanim to do the Shechita. By Kotchim Kaum they allowed, even though Nigra didn't Zach and Shech anything, he says, I think that by Kotchi Kotchim or by Kabbanah's Tzibur, one or the other, he says, the Institute of the Chumre only to allow Kohanim to do. But to consider that a Chumre, that's against the Zohar. The Zohar says that it's improper to have a Kohanim do the Shechita. The Mishnah describes it that way it always was, that every day they had Kohanim do the Shechita on the Medium and on the Mishnah. I don't remember that at all. But the Hefshid Nituach on Karbonos Tzibur was also done by the Kohanim. Hefshid Nituach on a private carbon, that can be done by a Zayin. That's the question. Can it be done by a Zayin?
Not necessarily from the carbon tongue. I'm talking about the general. It's not so.
There are other mitzvahs that were done in the Beis HaMikdash also that don't have to be done by a kohen. Let's say Yitzik of Lila can also be done by a Zak, not an Avoda. The Gemara therefore has a machlokes in Menachos Daf Tes and Menalach machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish whether Yitzik of Lila done chutz la'azara would be good. The halacha that Avodas have to be done in the Azara, is that limited dafka to an Avoda? What if it's a mitzvah in the Korban? The mitzvah that has to be done, but it's kosher bizarre. So that's the whole kosher. Whatever is kosher bizarre is a right that it's not labeled as an avodah. So mitzvahs that have to be done to the carbon, which are not avodahs, do they have to be done in the azara or not? So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yechon Mishloach. We pass like Rabbi Yechon, and that blila chutz lo azara is tosa. So the blila, since it's a mitzvah, has to be done dafkin the azara. Places there is bothered with a kasha. If you hold like, if you would have held like Rishloach, the Gemara has a brayta that supports Rabbi Yechon. So Rishloach is wrong. Pardon. But if you would have held like a shlokish taste of the kasha, that since belila is ksheir bizarre, therefore ksheir chutz lazara, why shouldn't you say the same wild idea by shchita? Shchita is ksheir bizarre. They should say that shchita is ksheir chutz lazara. The behemoth can stand chutz lazara. So you see the favorite on the chumash that the shlokish is raw. And as you say, no, that's Xeris HaKatam, only Shchita. That's what Taisa suggests. One Teres, maybe only Shchita is this. Or Taisa suggests maybe Enoch and Ani. Maybe theoretically Shchita could be done for Tzolzor, but the second after Shchita is completed, you do the Kabbalah Sadam, and the Dam will be Nitzol the Yotzei. If you do the Shchita Kutzlazor, the Dam will be Nitzol the Yotzei. It doesn't necessarily always have to be so. Let's say you can have a behemoth where the whole behemoth is standing out of the Azorah, and just the neck is in the Azorah. And the Kohen will do the Shchita, and then the Kabbalah Sadam will be in the Azorah. So according to the one answer of Taisa, that will be good. The Kohen thinks that it's not true. The Kohen thinks that it's incorrect. The Ferish Yigmar doesn't say, not Achorayim thing, because the Ferish Yigmar, not Chavov, I think. Not Chavov, not Alakim Yizvah, that is incorrect. That if the Bain even has a tail, it's the Gemara's Maskan, even if it has the tip of its tail, Kutz Lazar, the Shah Shchit is no good. So I can tell you say that according to the Shlokish, and let you say that the Gemara goes to Allah, according to Rabbi Yechanan. But according to the Shlokish, it would be good. The Taisus claims that according to the Shlokish, one day in Taisus, I'm Daf Tef and Aleph and Menachas. According to Rishlok, is that Blila Chutz Lazar is kosher because Blila is not an Avodah, and whatever is not an Avodah doesn't have to be done in the Azara. So what's an Amishchita? Wouldn't have to be done in the Azara. And the only reason why it says in the Torah, Keseda, that Shchita has to be done in the Azara, is for different reasons. In order that the Kabbalah, which is an Avodah, will be able to be done by Zohar Behesh. So that's what Achayim say that Taisus is wrong. The Gemara says the same, when you do the Shchita, even the tail of the Behema has to be in the Azara.
The Maestro versus the Maestro, everything comes to the Maestro, the Maestro itself is an Aleph. And when the, and we always judge where the person's doing it, where the role of the person's doing it. So the whole question of whether, you know, the long time, you put the Zohar, so maybe the Maestro itself is the Aleph. The two things, the Tessah, what do you mean the two demons? That's, I think you're saying where Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik has an issue, and I'm not, is that fair? The answer says the Kasha by saying,
when we say Shchita Lav Avodah, he's contradicted by the other Gemara that says Shchita is one of the Damar Avodahs. And what's the answer? Because the answer is, by every Avodah, there are two parts to it. It has to be an Avodah Mitzad, the Maita HaGadra, and it has to be that the Chesed of the department had the Avodah done to it. So that's by Kabbalah HaLoch and Yiki, you need the both aspects of Avodah. By Shchita, we say Lav Avodah Mitzad, the Gadra. You don't require that a Kohen with big Nekun is standing in the Azor, who's Nekun is the Gushas Kunash of Amidra, should do the Avodah of Shchita, but you still require that the carbon, the heft of the carbon, should have the Avodah of Shchita done to it. And instead, the heft of the carbon, it does require an Avodah of Shchita. Instead, the Gabra Ha'oivei, Shchita Lav Avodah. That's why Shchita Lav Avodah is the reason why Azor is kosher to do Shchita. But instead, the heft of the carbon does need Shchita. So that's how Rabbi Avraham says. Yitzikah b'lila k'sheru chutz la'azorah according to the Shlokish. Why? Because Yitzikah b'lila is mamish not an avodah at all. It's not an avodah neither mitzad the kohen ha'ivi, mitzad the gavra, nor mitzad the chetz of the korban. It's not called an avodah at all. It's a mitzvah. It's one of the mitzvahs like hepshet and nituach has to be done. Hashenah came shchita, shchita is lav avodah mitzad the gavra, but mitzad the chetz it is an avodah. Therefore avodah the korban has to be kula b'azorah. That's how he suggests the teretz on Taisus Kash. The other avodas are mamish avodas. People make a mistake. The din of Kabbalah and Halacha is not that they have to. You have to get the dam in the kli, and then you have to bring it to the mizbech in order to be able to be zorig it. Kabbalah and avodah. The Mishnah has in many places in Tzachim and in Zachim and in Gemara. Many Gemaras. Let's say you shech the carbon and the dam splashes on the floor, and then you pick it up with the cups on the floor. Gemara says no good. That's possible. You have to have a Kabbalah for Dominic Lisharit. If you're in the Kabbalah Dominic Lisharit, and then you drop it on the floor, then you can pick it up again in the Kli and do the Halacha and do the Zrita. But if you never did Kabbalah Tadam in the Kli, it's no good. Look, the Kabbalah Tadam has to be done by Min. The Kohen, you have to have a Kohen Kosher, not a Bamum, who stands in the Azor and in the Kabbalah Dam, holding the Kusharis in his right hand. He does Kabbalah the small. He's a Machlegis HaTanam, we pass the other Kosher. People, the small is possible. It's an Avodah. Kabbalah Tadam is an Avodah. The same thing Halacha. Halacha is not some Hechitim in order to get the Dam to the Mizbeh.
And
has he done with his writing?
So he had a couple of up, he's done with his writing, and then how did he do the
writing? Zrika? He takes the queen, he steals the dhamma.
And did he say that the Rashi said they used to use the Mizrak
himself? Right, the Mizrak is the Kli. He takes the
Kli. The Mizrak himself was the Kli al Kabbalah was the Mizrak?
Yeah. The Kabbalah dhamma and the Mizrak, and then Mizrak and the Mizrak. By Korban Chatos, you have to have Matan Etzva. That's the only Korban. On Chatos, you have to have Matan Etzva. Matan Etzva requires. He takes the Kli from the right hand, puts it in the left hand, and then he sticks his Etzva in. Etzva from the Yad Yemen. And then he does the zrika on the mizbeach. That's only that carbon kabbalah. The other carbonas don't need matan efter. He just takes the kli in the right hand and you splash it on the mizbeach. Fill it on the mizbeach. Some has zrika, some has shticha, some has matan efter. Different forms of exactly how you're supposed to do the zrika sagam. Halacha is also, halacha is not some hechatim sivyama to get the dam to the mizbeach. It's a din of avoda. Let's say the koyin could have shechted the carbon right next to the mizbeach and then the zirkin, and instead he shechted it far away and he walked with the dam, and as he was walking with the dam that whole distance that he could have avoided it, he would have shechted it closer. He has a machshav his tikkun, he has a machshav that he eats with tzara carbon or to be zirkin or to be makt to the emur and whatever puts to his man. So that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah at the end of the first person is walking. He says that halacha thinks in the Sinavoy the she'epshon avatlo. Since he could have dismissed with the whole halacha, he could have done the shechita next to him, and that would have been a much shorter halacha. But that whole extra halacha that was really superfluous, he can't have a machshavas tefillah. We passing against Rav Shimon, but even that extra halacha, also machshavas tefillah will pass. Halacha is definitely an avoid. Yeah, you have to do mitzvah. Depends on the mitzvah. When he does the mitzvah, the Gemara has a shaila whether halacha shalom regular is good or not. Let's say in Sofen, the Gemara has a shaila. They had many kohanim lined up, so somebody shechts the carbon, and then a kohen is mekabel adam, and he gives it to the next kohen, next kohen, gives it to the next kohen, next kohen, next kohen. It could be that all the kohanim are just standing there; no one even moves his foot at all. So they accomplish halacha adam shalom regular without moving their feet. So the Gemara has a sof. It says halacha shalom regular good. Halacha means the kohanim thought to it that the dam reached the mizbeach in order to be zorikid by casting it to another coin, to the right hand, to the right hand, to another coin. Oh no, you have to have that the coin should walk with his feet a little bit, halacha beregel. So I'm clear in the Gemara what the maskan is, that the Rambam passing is no good. Since it's a suffix, the Rambam passing, halacha shalom beregel is super. You have to have that for halacha. It's not a hechitim. Halacha is mamish and avoid. The whole Seder Kodshim. Chazaboy on the second wide line. Then the Rajba back that he said, no, the Minig Olam is wrong. The Michot Hashenim Urevis ain't little memena lekamla. Chomet Tvei. Karen and Kamalus is much more chomet than to carry a Chot Hashenim Urevis. They're two different things. I'll give you a simple proof. A simple proof. Let's say you have a Chotzer and you made an Erev. And then the box of matzahs was eaten up in the middle of Shabbos. Or the Gemara has an example. I have a backyard. My house is adjacent to my next door neighbor's house, and we have one big backyard. So, and he's Jewish and I'm Jewish. So neither of us is permitted to carry the backyard because my yard is open up into his yard, his yard is open into my yard. That's called Nifat Lamakam Asala. Since I'm not allowed to carry into his yard, because his yard is his reshut, that's Steinberg's reshut, and this is Schechter's reshut, so you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. So you're not even allowed to carry in your own backyard because it's Nifat Lamakam Asala. What happens if in the beginning of Shabbat there was a fence in between his backyard and my backyard? So I was permitted to carry from my house into my backyard. He was allowed to carry from his house into his backyard. Then in the middle of Shabbos, the fence fell down in the backyard. So the Gemara, in the end of Erevin, on the outside of Gimel, the Gemara says, Shabbos, hov, hutro, hutro. And since in the beginning of Shabbos, I was permitted to carry in my backyard, I'm makom amechitza. And he was allowed to carry in his backyard, I'm makom amechitza. Even if in the middle of Shabbos, the wall falls down, each one is still permitted to carry in his own backyard, because since in the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, so remains mutter to carry. So what if you'll have to, Gemara asks, and what if you have the following case? I have a building in the middle of the street. So you're allowed to carry in the building, as we should say, but then in the middle of Shabbos, someone takes dynamite and they explode the whole building, and now it's all leveled down and there's no more building. There's no walls. The walls came tumbling down. We marched around
Yericho 7 times in the water.